Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we had a little road show on 420.
Man, Ogden Avenue, fucking Lissel, Illinois. Hello. Yeah, we hung.
To the Downers Grove.
Yeah, man, we hung out in a Bubble House.
All right, and that's what we're drinking right now. They gave us a mixed four-pack each, yeah. And then I also picked up a four-pack of this Kolsch that they have, which was, it was way too good for what I expected. Bubble House was great, and this Kolsch should not have been as good as it was. I, like, loved it.
It was very good. It was very good. And then it came in the stange, the proper glassware. And it was delightful, Brad. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I love when people, when they're trying to convince you of something, they say, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
It cracks me up. Now I'm just going to say it all the time.
It's always a good one, yeah. But yeah, that interview was great. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode. It should be up by the time this episode is up. And we learned a lot about Bubble House. And we learned the beer name is the Flitterwochen.
That works.
Which we believe was German for honeymoon.
Yes. And then during the story for the interview, we hung out with the head brewer / owner, and him and his wife spent their honeymoon in Germany. Mm-hmm. Yeah, among other things. I thought it was a really cool story. I was telling Brad in a pre-show, I don't know what to expect at this joint, but he was super engaging. And I think there's something to be said. First of all, cheers to us, because we go to these places, we hang out with these folks, and then they're very comfortable.
Yeah.
So they just start talking.
That's because we're like... pretty awesome.
we're chill as fuck, man. We show up and people just start telling us shit. Yeah. And we're like, yeah, talk
Sounds
about it.
Sounds good. All right. So is this Kolsch, we're drinking it now, is it as good as it was last week on this day?
I'm not going to lie. I'm 3-4 sips in. Oh, man, I did it again. It feels good, man. It feels every bit as good. Like, if you had the little fucking...
I should have grabbed... I didn't... I have the dovetail.
It would probably be the exact same experience.
Yeah. I should have grabbed them. I didn't even think about it in my head when I grabbed the old Irving cups. I was like, oh, this is good.
But no, I do enjoy this beer. And looking back on it, because I cracked one of the mixed four-pack. I think I had the Smash.
Okay.
And I liked the Smash a little better when I was there. But this feels like it felt there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a great, great beer. I'm really enjoying this. This feels like... a beer that I need to go back there and pick up because the weather is warming up and I need this to hang out outside with.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think when we closed that show, we asked him what was near him that he was excited about. And he mentioned, obviously he mentioned Solemn Oath, which I knew. Mm-hmm. But he mentioned Miskatonic.
Right.
Which I didn't cross my head that it was that close. Oh, and then also Miskatonic is open in a spot in Naperville with restaurant, he said.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Are they taking over the old Two Brothers spot?
Oh, the Two Brothers had some shit called, I want to say not the Northman, because that's a cidery.
Yeah, but then it turned into a taco place.
It was a three-level concept that Two Brothers had.
Yeah.
First level was like a coffee shop / like butcher shop. The second floor was fine dining or, you know, and then the third floor was a speakeasy.
Okay. But we don't know if Miskatonic is going in there or if they're downtown.
But they are going in downtown Naperville,
downtown,
which is where that place was. What was the name of that joint? I'm drawing a blank, too.
I can't remember, yeah. I went there one time, so I'm not sure. But yeah, you also mentioned like Alters out that way, Goldfinger.
That's right. Goldfinger's out there, too.
And Noon Whistle has the Naperville location. So Naperville's kind of becoming a little spot to go, which makes sense. It has like... the largest population out there. Well, Aurora is a little bigger, but it has one of the largest populations and like people who are likely to travel and to go to other places for beer in that area too.
Yeah, I was looking at my neighbor's old photos and I don't see anything. So. Okay. Oh, but I feel like it's one of those, when you're there, you don't really have to leave. Everything you need is in Naperville. Mm-hmm. So.
Unless you got to go over to Lyle for Bubble House. And then we went right afterwards. We could have done tamales there, but we had plans in our head to go to the Bavarian Lodge.
Shout out to B-Lodge, man. Their glassware said 1986, I think. Okay. That's insane. I didn't know it was that old.
No.
Yeah. It's a classic burger bar. No. Classic beer bar, not classic burger bar.
Nick got the burger, which probably was a mistake.
I mean, but then the best thing we had was these, the dumplings. What were they called?
Yeah, the pierogies.
Yeah.
The pierogies.
With the cheese in them. Those were really good.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if you enjoyed your dish, and my burger was okay.
Mine was fine. I can't remember what I ate.
It was because it was some weird
kind of. Oh, I got a hot dog with spaghetti on it.
It had a strange name. It was like one of the specials. I'm like, but you know what they did have was a killer fucking list. I had, first of all, the Duchess. Let me pull up my photos again. Mm-hmm. But dude, I saw some beers there that I never see on tap. Yeah. One of them was St. Bernardus on tap. Mm-hmm. And with the St. Bernardus handle, the Jolly Monk fucking, you know, just happy as he's ever been. And would you end up getting?
I got the smoked beer, the classic smoked.
I think it was from Weisterfahn, and I think the world's oldest brewery, I think.
Yeah, so it's that smoked one that, you know, they do an amazing job with that.
And then the Duchess of Bourgeon?
Yeah, that's just Duchess, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got something called a BFM Abbey de Saint Bonchien.
Okay.
It's a barrel-aged wild sour. Strong. It's 11%. It's from Switzerland. It's a Switzerland barrel-aged sour. Oh, but the only time I've ever seen it was at a Local Option.
Okay.
So I was excited.
It makes us question if Local Option still exists.
Also that, right? Like,
not but yet. It is good that we went from drinking beers at Bubble House, which is like almost just classic American style beers now at this point. Kolsch, Smash, Hazy's, all that, to drinking these. I got a smoked beer. You got a wild sour. And so those were beers Bubble House didn't have. So we didn't go over there and be like, let me get that Brian Baru. You know?
I definitely got that if I saw it. Yeah, Bavarian Lodge, established in 1986, Lisle, Illinois. And we know it's Lyle, first of all. We know it's Lyle. It's just more funny to call it Lisle. But yeah, you're right about one more note about Bubble House. They were saying how, you know, they got a 7-barrel system so they can be nimble and make a bunch of different styles. But then, to his surprise, it was the Mexican lager that they made with the Village of Lyle.
Yeah.
That gained popularity during the concert series over the summer that people seem to be the most excited about. Yeah. And him as a brewer, that's not something he would have said, I'm a Mexican lager brewery. But he's responding to what the people want.
Right. And know? He's like, we didn't try that one, but he's like, it's a great beer. People do like it just, well, because of the name and because it's a good beer. But he's like, it also, you know, it takes longer to brew than the IPA.
That's true.
So yeah. It's like taking up tank space.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny.
So that was good, man. Cheers to those guys for, you know, having us out.
Yeah, so that was a great interview. Hopefully learned something about them. Learned about Bubble House even.
Right. The whole they were graduates of the incubator program at Skeleton Key. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah. So backtracking a little bit, we have a few stops and places we hit up. What'd you make it to?
Man, you know, I hit up three breweries that we've all hit up a lot, and I went there just for their barrel-aged stouts. So I went to Old Irving, I went to Half Acre, and I'm already at Half Acre, so I went to Spiteful.
Okay.
Yeah, barrel-aged stouts at all three. Old Irving's was the collab with Phase 3. And it was called Barrel-Aged Migration. Now, I don't know if there's just a regular migration, and this is a barrel-aged version. But this was a, you know, your kind of traditional adjuncts of toasted coconut, vanilla, and cacao nibs for this barrel-aged migration at Old Irving.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And also had a beater.
Okay. If you had to pick a favorite out of all those.
At all three?
No, just which one had the best, of those three.
Of those three? Oh, dude, this fucking, this 2x4 benthic on draft on nitro is lights out. It was just like so far and away the best thing I had all week.
Okay.
Because I had it in a flight with, because they just released double barrel benthic, which is, same benthic but two barrels, right?
Yeah, okay.
But this 2x4 is double the coke and double the coffee. I'm like, dude, this is heavenly, man. This shit is, I mean, as a coconut lover, this thing is hard to top. It was really good. I also got to try their, the Maybach from the Springbok from the summer party, or from the spring party, and what else? Oh, and they have a,
I didn't even try that.
Really?
How was it? Because I had the Goldfinger one, and then I had the Afterthought. Yeah, Afterthought.
You either had Afterthought or Art History, right?
Afterthought was the one from the out of state.
No, Afterthought is Lombard. So the out of state one was from Philly. I don't know them, so I forget their name. But you had that one.
Yeah, I had that one and the Goldfinger.
This is a coconut hazy. This is a coconut hazy.
Not the Maybach.
No, sorry. The Maybach it was a Maybach, it was a Springbok, some sharp hop bitterness in it. Not my favorite.
I feel like they're kind of fine. They almost fall into that Irish red category for me, where it's like, I want them like that maybe week or two, and then like get them out of here.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
I had a few.
No, I hear that. Yeah. Yeah, Maybach has a style. Maybe, I think it's just a style thing. I don't want to be one of those guys that like has a Kolsch and gives it 2 stars. Because, this is a Kolsch. It tastes like it tastes like beer-flavored beer. I don't want to be that guy. Okay. Maybe I just don't like the style, right? Salamanders on Goat Hill is a coconut hazy.
Okay.
So weird. It's such a weird name. It was a flight of those two, 2x4 benthic and double barrel benthic.
Nice.
2x4 benthic is ridiculous. So they have 2x4 benthic for sale.
Yeah, go ahead.
Two packs.
$50?
$36.
Oh, that's better than I thought it would be. Okay.
If it's still there this week, I'll go get it.
$20 a can, basically. That, some tax.
That day I passed on it.
After all those stouts, that's like prime.
So good.
Money spending.
It was so good, yeah. And then, so I go next door and I go to Spiteful. If I was ranking them, I would go the benthic, the Spiteful, Malevolence, and then the P3.
Whoa.
P3 Old Irving. Yeah. P3 Old Irving was fine. There was a lot of oak. A lot of oak. Right. And then like it was kind of, it's a coconut vanilla stout in barrels. So sure, there's going to be oak, but I'm expecting the other things to kind of play a little bit better with it. Oh, but the barrel aged Malevolence from Spiteful, I think is one of those beers that they've really dialed in. So I was a big fan of that. It was a lot lighter in texture than the other two. But, you know, basically Mexican hot chocolate stout.
Okay.
And just so much fun. 6 ounce pour. You know, every time I'm in that place, I'm reminded of the video that we did for the intro. You know, they got the garage doors. There's a ton of dogs everywhere. Dogs are always fun. So Spiteful is just kind of that perfect complement to this fucking half acre
the
room.
The big
so.
One. I do feel like some of Spiteful's beers, some of those big beers, if it's the porters or the stouts, come off a little lighter body than maybe you typically want or expect.
I agree with that.
And so that kind of makes me kind of often get some of the other things because I'm like, if I want this stout, I kind of want to be overwhelmed.
For sure. The lighter body thing, when I have their mixed peanut butter thing, they have a mixed pigeon porter 4-pack.
Mm-hmm.
One's peanut butter, one's jam, and then there's a regular and whatever.
Something else, yeah.
Same thing. I just feel like these are cool, but yeah, I want them. I wish they were a little more dense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
But that's us.
Right. It's like more of a preference, right? It's more of a preference than like a style critique, you know?
The thing I did the other weekend was did a bike ride because I took advantage of that really nice weekend. Biked up to Unani.
Man, I feel like last time I was at Unani, I saw Brad's biker gang.
Yeah.
Probably like 5 deep.
Basically same gang. Might have been a couple new people, yeah. really, it was a super nice day. We biked up there. We were able to sit outside. It started raining for a minute, so we moved inside, but we could have just stayed outside. And had, I don't know, a couple beers there, had some food, and it was just like a good little Saturday hang.
You go barbecue at, because they smoke stuff at Unani.
Yeah, we went barbecue, but we did do a stop at Superdog on our way up.
Really?
So we weren't like all that hungry.
You know, I'll have a Superdog not dog and fries. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, I'm a sucker for some crinkle fries, man.
Yeah.
The cute little box.
It was a good like halfway spot.
Yeah.
From my house, Superdog, then Unani, and you're like, all right.
I forget that Unani's off Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. And it's really easy if you can take Elston. If you're in the city, go Elston for a long ways, and then you jump on basically a path almost the whole way.
Really?
Yeah. At Superdog, you get on a path, and then you're just biking through the forest.
That sounds cool, actually.
So it's not a bad ride.
I might have to try that one day, man.
And then, so after hanging out at Unani, who has terrible glassware.
Unani?
Like, they just don't have anything with their name on it.
Mm.
They don't even have coasters. There's not a lot of signage. It's right. Real bad for pictures at Unani.
How are you supposed to know where you're at if there's nothing on the glass? I mean,
I know. That's what I'm saying. I have to bring blank stickers, like, hello, my name is, and be like, I'm at Unani.
My name is Unani.
But then we went over to Sketchbook, because that's kind of what we did the last bike ride, and it's one of the easier spots to get to from Unani. It's probably the closest brewery from Unani, I think.
That was a romp when I saw you with Biker Gang.
Yeah, so we did that again and sat outside for a really long time at Sketchbook.
I feel like these are two, well, it's especially Sketchbook, the Skokie one, just glorious fucking outdoor thing going on over there. Just like very chill, very cool. I really dig the Skokie location.
And then if you're biking again from the city, the Skokie location's right off the trail. So you can do Elston to Glenwood? Is it Glen Forest?
I get all turned around when
Glen
I leave.
Park on Elston. And you just jump basically on the path right over there, and so you basically do Elston to Path,
mm-hmm.
and you're at Skokie Sketchbook.
Yeah, I know that there's a ton of, starting at Edgebrook, basically at Saginaw, there's a ton of like forest, mm-hmm. like forest preserves, not like the woods. Like there's a ton of forest preserves on the northwest side of town going into the burbs. So these paths that Brad's describing, like there's a ton of greenery from those locations all the way up.
Yeah. And there's lots of bike parking at Skokie. Even though it's right off the path, no one's going to really have to worry about your bike that much. You know, lock it up. But if you're not anywhere, even people are walking by, like people need to like either get to this brewery or there's people on the trail and no one's going to steal your bike, so you don't really have to worry.
Now, at these places, at Unani and at Sketchbook, well, at Unani you can drink sours or you can drink IPAs.
Right.
What are you drinking at these places?
I drink IPAs.
You go IPAs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the lighter stuff. I'm on the bike.
That's true. And when you go to the store, they got some good arrangements with these stores because they carry a bunch of their stuff. But every single IPA has the exact same black and white fucking thing going.
Yeah.
It's like IPA 7, IPA 8.
It's kind of dumb.
It's like government issue kind of thing, right? Yeah.
But Sketchbook, I don't remember what I drank. I probably drank the lighter, the Kolsch or the summer ale or something like that.
What was that thing we got with, and then JB's like, that thing's going to suck. The hibiscus. It was fine. It was very much hibiscus forward. It was described as a hibiscus saison, but it was like mostly hibiscus. Okay. Yeah.
No, didn't do that. They had some non-alcoholic options. They had kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
They had, handful of offers. Someone was having a wedding reception there.
Nice. That sounds cool.
It was busy.
Yeah, I like that location. I like an orange door.
Mm-hmm.
You can count on an orange door. Remember we went to Sketchbook that one time and they were making some weird beer with like mushrooms, but the mushrooms like made the place smell like maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want that.
You want that beer?
That every time I think of Sketchbook, I think about that beer.
Stout series comes out around Thanksgiving, around when all those stouts come out.
Yeah, there's a mushroom that smells like maple syrup when you're cooking with it, and they put it in the fucking beer. I want to try that again.
I hit up those. That was a good stop, and then I hit up Peace this past week. Was back in Wicker Park. I forgot that they had that stupid tax on there, and I wasn't gonna go.
They got a tax?
They got that insurance tax, the 3% health insurance tax.
Oh, at Peace?
That they put on your bill afterwards.
Oh, Brad hates that.
So,
yeah, God forbid we God forbid we these people who work here have insurance.
It's the same. I think they should have insurance.
It's the same
Why
thing.
Why doesn't the restaurant pay for it?
I don't know.
Why do people who buy from you at your job have to pay for your insurance? No, you just
charge like, so
them more for the product.
So the place I work, you can go buy stuff, and on your receipt does it say there's a line for the Nick's insurance?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right.
I would rather
charge you for the product.
I wouldn't, because you know what's the other place? Middlebrow.
And Big Bishi does it.
And Bishi does it. Why do we need to know where the money? I'd rather not know, right? Like, let's just assume. What do you want? Like, you want an applause that you're taking care of your employees, and you want to be like, you want a pat on the back, say, "Oh, these guys are taking care of the people that work there." That, I mean, we want to assume you're good people. Like, why do we care that where this money's going? Just fucking take the money already and give us something delicious, and off we go. It's a transaction.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. It's weird. I'm with you on that. It's fucking weird to read, like, oh, this part went to these people. I'm like,
you charged me 3% here, so do I give you less tip because you already got 3%?
Fuck.
That's the question that gets asked, right?
I need to know less. Less is more in this scenario.
Right. Yeah. You could not even show me the tax.
I don't even care.
And you're like, okay, cool.
And you know, it's funny. Like you said, you're likely to tip more if it's just a regular ass bill that just says, hey, even if the beers are $9, $10, whatever. The beers are $10, and then you're expecting a tip. Here you go. I'll run a tip on the beers.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
When you give me like, yeah. Because right after COVID, we had a bunch of those, and we had extra charges for PPE, insurance, like sitting down inside tax, all that stuff. It's like, what? No, just... You can't do that to me.
For people who do this that own restaurants, I genuinely kind of am very curious, like, why do you feel the need to share that? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's TMI.
Right.
Yeah.
So the beers were tasty. The pizza was good. But I forgot about that line.
Oh, man.
It's like, I could have went to a Rev and got myself a burger instead.
So, they got camel toe over at Peace. What's going on at Peace, man?
I had the Man About Town, which is their ode to Jonathan Cutler.
Nice.
And I had a Golden Arm, because I think I posted, Instagram was, you know, Golden Arm and a sausage jardiniere pizza.
Man.
This is the way.
Right on. Cheers to Jonathan Cutler, man.
Yeah, that was our week, right? Bubble House, Bavarian Lounge. Lots of eats.
Yeah.
Eats and big beers. Just good stuff all around. And, man, we are killing it in the suburbs.
Yeah, man. Shout out to, I do love that we go to the burbs, man, because we're the only ones. We're the only ones that do all the city stuff that we see all the city fuckers at. But of the city fuckers that we see all the time, the only ones going to the burbs is us. So kudos to us. Shout out to Howard Street Brewing. I made a stop up there.
Oh, cool.
Because I wanted to try the Malting Hour guys. Did a beer with them. But they had a one-barrel system, so by the time we got there, the beer was gone. So it's a one-barrel system. So I started doing the math, and I'm like, damn. Because this was like 6 weeks ago. One-barrel system is still 240 glasses, like pints.
No.
Right? One barrel? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot. It's a lot of beer.
Oh, yeah, because it's still a barrel. A keg is a half-barrel? Is a keg half-barrel? Or is a keg
15? There's 15 gallons and 31 gallons. So... I think it's a keg 15. Keg's 15, but a full barrel is 31.
Oh, okay. So kegs, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So a half barrel. So a keg is a half barrel.
Half barrel, yeah.
Yeah. So the full barrel is fucking 31 gallons of beer. So, yeah, that's about 248 glasses.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm like, well, good for them, because it lasted a month and it was gone. It's a pale ale. It should have been gone. But anyway, I went to try that and ended up getting a very cool ginger whip beer. It was called Winter Tan. That was fun. I was with Shalonda. Shalonda hated that they let the dog. There was somebody had a dog. The dog was on the phone. That the dogs were out. Because we could walk to this place from Rogers Park. The dog was on the fucking bar. And she hated that shit. Because, you know, got two dogs.
Yeah.
And these dogs aren't even allowed on the couch at home. Oh, she was like, what the fuck is this dog doing on the bar? And then the lady was saying how, you know, there's a dude with a ferret. They let him in. There's a dude with cats. They let the cats in. So I kind of feel like, so she was pissed. It's like, this is ridiculous. What the fuck? But I'm thinking, listen, if people can't come and bring their animals and do whatever they want, then they would probably have less people.
Right.
So you got to let it breathe.
Like there's the dive bar Nilda's in Ukrainian village area.
Yeah.
And she's got two chihuahuas that she lets run across the bar.
See?
But that's like, there's no lights in that place. The TV is the light, and they serve three kinds of beer. And they got a chihuahua that runs across the bar.
That's funny.
That you'd expect that at that place.
Right.
But Howard Street has food, right?
No. It's a storefront.
I was thinking of Peckish Pig.
No, not Peckish Pig. No. That's Evanston. Cross the street.
Okay.
Howard Street's on the Chicago side.
Okay.
Super small.
So that feels like dive bar.
Yeah. Right? And it's very small.
Okay.
I would say 20 seats. I think the occupancy on the sign said 36.
Okay.
Very small space.
Speaking of that, a friend mentioned that the Smiley location, the city location, has a new sign up.
It's funny. I was talking about this about an hour ago.
And it's someplace out of state.
Really?
It was like, do you remember what the name was?
No, I meant to take a photo because I saw it on the internet.
Yeah.
So Smiley Brothers Lakeview.
Mm-hmm.
It has a new sign. And it's for another brewery.
Right. And you Google that brewery name and it's some brewery in another state.
Hmm.
Which sounds not correct.
Is it?
Or they're going to have to change their name and they didn't look up that it was another brewery.
I might have to drive out here, man.
But it's not open yet.
Right. But we can still see the sign.
I guess.
It's not terribly far. I'm not doing shit tonight.
So. Oh, okay.
I got nothing going on. I was looking for stuff to do. So I kind of want to see this sign.
Because we got playoffs happening.
Yeah, that's true. We don't even know the name of this joint. Because like I saw this and I was going to mention it. I forgot. But yeah.
But that made me think like Howard Street. Although the Lakeview location is not that close to Howard Street. But just made me think of that.
Yeah. The notorious four storefront Smiley Brothers that they never invited anyone to in fucking Lakeview, mm-hmm. and they vacated in probably less than a year, has a new space, now new owner.
Not knowing anything about this brewery or what it is, it seems ridiculous that a new brewery without any sort of footprint would go into this location. Right?
I would love to know more about this.
Because a brewery that was sort of doing something...
Yeah, Smiley. Smiley, you know.
They have medals?
Yeah, medals aren't everything, but it's an indication of where you would go versus where you wouldn't sometimes if you've got options, right? Smiley took two medals at GABF for their purple line, and then they took a couple medals at FOBAB for a barrel-aged quad, right? So that's. Those
FOBAB medals are, you know, we saw.
Remember Empirical have medals. And I remember one year at FOBAB, they had to give the medal back because the brewery admitted they submitted the wrong beer.
Right.
And it was a Brett beer.
And like ciders are winning.
Cider won best in show at FOBAB.
That's really just like.
Yeah. How true north is this? Is this metal thing that we revere? But yeah. But it at least puts you in a conversation of places to go if you're overwhelmed on where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to go somewhere you ain't been.
So potentially a new brewery. Possibly opening up there.
Yeah. You know, what's funny, man. You know, this is a populated area, and much in the way that Hopcat was. Hopcat over by the Wiener Circle. Hopcat, they had, you know, 80 taps or whatever. Very fancy seating, like a kind of jazzy, you know, slope spot.
It was like fancy, but also dingy fancy.
Kind of like a blues club, kind of.
Yeah, like the Green Mile. Where you're like, this is fancy, but don't turn the lights on all the way. Kind of fancy.
These are places that are populated with a bunch of people. And on paper, there's something like this concept would work. And then they don't. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, damn. It's an interesting case study because you're like, well, if this shit doesn't work and these were overall kind of pretty chill spaces, then like, what will work in these locations? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I had the same thought driving by where small bar.
The one on Chicago? No, Division, right? No, Chicago.
Chicago or
the first small bar?
No, the third one that Beer Bistro took.
Oh,
over.
So that would have been Fullerton and Southport.
Yeah, where small bar didn't work there, and then like, okay, let's make it a sports bar. That didn't work.
I think there are some dead zones in Chicago. And some are literal dead zones where it's like there's odd empty spaces in Chicago for some reason. Mm-hmm. And then there's some dead zones where it's like they're fully formed, you know, $800,000 condos and a lot of people in these spaces. And then there's still dead zones for a beer.
Right.
It's very bizarre.
You could open a place and people would be like, I'm not going.
They're like, we're not going. We're not
fucking. I live right there. I'm looking at it. No.
Fuck this place. It's so weird. There's literally nothing but like a fucking jerk chicken joint, a fucking Starbucks within like 4 miles of this place. A Starbucks, jerk chicken joint, an IHOP. And that's it for 4 miles. And then there's this fucking brewery with food, good food. And everyone's like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
That's weird, man. It is weird.
Smiley. In that case, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see. Something else might go in there. What else has happened? We got a few events happening this coming month.
Yeah,
it's Illinois Craft Beer Week because it's now April. You know, we're recording this the 27th, but it'll go up. I mean, in May, so it's May. It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May. Beer Temple is having their 10th anniversary, so cheers to them.
What's that?
The Beer Temple.
When?
This is
Where is Beer Temple? I've never been.
Oh my god. It was funny. And then, you know, where we record now is further away from where we were. We were fucking a 5-10 minute walk from Beer Temple.
I drove by it last night.
And Brad never goes to Beer Temple.
Do you think he'll ever go? I was like, I don't know.
I'm looking on their fucking IG and it doesn't say the date. I'm going to say May 7th. They did a beer with Perennial. It's a Perennial Beer Temple since day one. It's a malted Bohemian Pilsner that's on draft now with East Kent Golden Hops.
All right. I'm going to go.
Yeah, so...
In 10 years.
Yeah.
If you can make it 10 years, I'll be there.
So, cheers to the Beer Temple for turning years. And then the good folks at Metro, which is also right down the street from Beer Temple, they're doing a Maibock. We were speaking of Maibock. They're doing a Mayfest on May 6th. Mm-hmm. So, May 6th and, May 6th weekend is both.
Oh, nice. Yeah. They had some fun variations. They have their Maibock, which is like, Electrator or something. I'm blanking on what the name of it is, but they had some other fun beers.
I'm looking on their feet. Oh, Electro Maibach.
Electro, okay.
Electro Maibach.
It was like a person or like a robot.
It's a hearty 6.5% floral balanced Maibach.
Okay. But then they had some variations. They had a Dynamo with something in it. And a few other beers like that, a cask, because they always have lots of casks, and they probably have some sort of coffee thing going on. But yeah, they got a full-on party going.
Dangerously underrated coffee program, and quite frankly, maybe the best tap room in the city.
Okay, so you got those happening. Then you got Illinois Craft Beer Week kicking off with Dark Lord Day as the opening
Monster Indiana
festival event.
Brad, you're going to Dark Lord Day.
No, because I'll be in Montana.
Brad's going to fucking Yellowstone, so he's not going to be in.
I'll be in Glacier Park. So
no one knows Glacier Park.
So it's north. Yellowstone is south.
Okay.
Montana.
Okay.
I'm flying in the middle and going north.
All right.
I haven't seen the show, so I can't go to Yellowstone.
Oh, dude. The daughter's the best. She beats people up.
But Nick's going to go.
Or something. We'll see.
Yeah. So you got that, then you got Illinois Craft Beer Week, you got Bug, tickets are still for sale, so get those at Union Station on a Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday, you have Dovetail Beguile Party.
Mayfest anniversary. Mm-hmm. That's the jewel right there. They fucking party, and they've dialed in their formula.
And then we're coming right off of, because Beer Under Glass often happened either on or right after GABF.
Okay.
Right? Or the World Beer Cup?
Probably, because World Beer Cup's in Nashville, so I think it's WBC.
Yeah, so it's World Beer Cup. Right, because, the Great American Beer Festival is in October, but World Beer Cup, so...
You're right.
Someone could win, and you're going to Bug, and you could be trying this winning beer.
You know, you bring up a good point, Brad. Yeah, that's very true.
And the brewers could be there who either won or they want to talk to you about winning. They're excited. So, yeah, that was the last time I saw Bulldog.
Oh, man. He was there. Rest in peace, Bulldog, man. Yeah, the brewery we kind of grew up around. I know I'd credit you for even knowing the Bulldog guys.
I discovered them.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. they're on the radar because Brad brought them. And I'm like, who the fuck are these dudes? And then we start to see their progression from Lake Effect to Briards. Yeah, they won an award, the American Dream Award from mm-hmm. Sam Adams. You know, family-owned, husband-wife thing. It's a very cool story. They love dogs, shelter dogs and shit. And then their beer at the end, their beer was good. Their beer was actually really good.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a cool. Oh, and we're speaking of that, breweries that closed. Tribes Ale House in Mokena is closing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Didn't we know?
We did. We talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that and Brickstone.
Oh, and Brickstone, yeah.
I was getting on the train today, and I had some more time, and so I was like at Ogilvy. I was like, oh, I'm going to get a beer.
Yeah.
And I saw Brickstone.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost got it, but I was like, they closed. I don't know. Or they are closing, right? Because they're not closing.
I don't want to deal with this.
You're done.
I've already overthought this.
But I hadn't seen their beer in a long time.
So yeah.
I ended up getting a reprise from On Tour.
Oh, there you go. Brewery that's not closed.
No.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Anything else, or should we get out of here? I feel like.
I think we're doing good.
I think we did good. So I'm going to Batavia this weekend. What brewery am I going to?
Suburban Brad, live on the scene.
Where would you go? Someone's like, Batavia?
Don't go to that place that's a meadery and a brewery in Elburn. Don't go there.
Okay.
So I'm here to tell you where not to go. but you've been to Sturdy Shelter.
Yeah.
And you've been to Energy City. But then when you're out that far, what else is out that way?
Riverlands is out there.
Oh, so well, I feel like you should do your Riverlands, Penrose.
I gotta do somewhere new.
You gotta do somewhere new?
Is Geneva Common Works? Brew Works open?
Oh, Geneva Lager Works.
Lager Works.
Well, don't go to Workforce because it's not close, even though they tell you it's close. Geneva Lager Works. Or
D&G?
D&G is closer to Aurora, I thought.
Oh, okay. Right? The burger guy always goes there.
He goes there. Yeah. Try the historic corridor. They call it the Route 59 corridor, I think they call it. Mm. It's the stuff in Naperville. I would say if you're going to Batavia, try to do a pre or post in the Naperville and see what's going on. Get to the bottom of this fucking Miskatonic thing. And find out what the name of the fucking... Do a downtown Naperville thing. Right?
Naperville's far.
I mean, I know, but...
Actually, Batavia sucks to get to. Like, Batavia and St. Charles, they're a pain in the ass because they're in between. Naperville's easy to get to. And then the other, northern ones are a little easier to get to. Like, if you want to go up to, Huntley and go to Moore.
Okay.
But then Batavia and that shit is in the middle.
Because you've already been to 93 Octane and you've already been to Sturdy Shelter. That's what I'm saying. Either get over to the D&G thing like you're saying or get to the bottom of the...
See if there's someone new out there.
At a downtown neighborhood shit or something new. Something we're overlooking.
Pickle juice. Didn't you have a pickle beer?
Werewolves and serpents.
Yeah.
No, I was at the Dill and Pickle Company. Because I was looking at some fucking vegan mushroom recipe.
Oh, I thought you had this pickle. The pickle.
It was on the shelf. It was on the shelf.
Was it Funky Town?
No, I think it's just the
pickle people.
Donna is her name.
Oh.
And this is the dill pickle beer from Donna. So I wanted to know more about it. I'm like, this will make for a good pick.
It's at Pilot Project.
It was brewed at Pilot Project, and it's apparently got pickles in it. So then we post a pic, and Donna says nothing. She's like, thank you for trying my brine, is what she says. And when you go to her website, all it says was, I was eating pickles, Mick Jagger called me on stage, and with his beer breath gave me a kiss, and I had an epiphany, and now I'm making pickle beer. And I'm like, I don't know, Donna. It sounds fabricated here, Donna. I'm not going to lie.
Why were you eating pickles at a show, and I often forget Mick Jagger's alive? These are questions like, why'd you have pickles? And Mick Jagger's alive?
I swear I'm not making this up. You go to DonnasPickleBeer.com and go to about, and this is all it
says. Go to her fan page.
This is all it says.
It's her OnlyFans.
It's so bizarre.
I got pickles Mick Jagger.
So I'm like, I still don't know what the fuck's going on with this pickle beer, but it's the Dill Pickle Co-op is like a hipster fucking vegan supermarket, and they're selling her pickle beer. So that's where I saw the pickle beer. I haven't had it yet. Because I'm like, I don't know what this is. It's 4.5%. Is there pickle juice in it? Is it a lager with pickle juice? What the fuck's going on here? So maybe I'll do that while you're figuring out
what I'm doing in Batavia.
I'm going to go to fucking Pilot Project and get to the bottom of this pickle beer.
Pickle at Pilot Project.
Yeah.
I wonder. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So look for Nick there. Look for him on Twitter. Look for me on Twitter. Beer Pass on Twitter, and we'll be back pickling it up next week. Take care.
Cheers.